This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a partly cloudy sky and 61 degrees. Several thunderstorms packing high wind and large hail rumbled through Wichita and parts of central Kansas Wednesday evening. Hail as large as baseballs was reported from Salina to Wichita. Winds up to 70 miles per hour and heavy rain leading to street flooding were also reported. The storm caused some damage to trees, vehicles, and buildings. No injuries are reported. Storms knocked out power to about 5,000 customers in the Wichita area. Sedgwick County Commissioners have approved changes to county code regarding stormwater management.
In 2016, stormwater quality and downstream channel protection standards were removed from development requirements in unincorporated Sedgwick County outside of urban boundaries. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty says water concerns affect him and his constituents.
Water quality and quantity is one of the number one issues in my district. It is one of the number one issues in my district. And I think that as someone who's voting on these things and leading in these conversations, that I'm expected to try to deal with some of these challenges.
State officials confirm that surface water pollutants such as atrazine have been found in the groundwater associated with sand pit lakes in the county. Stormwater runoff into Lake Afton includes nutrients from fertilizers that feed blue-green algae blooms, which are toxic. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Commissioner Jim Howell was the lone no vote, saying he was not in favor of increasing water regulations above what the state and federal government have already established. He also said the changes would make it more expensive to construct homes in the county. A Wichita woman has been sentenced to life in prison for the death of her 2-year-old son.
30-year-old Stephanie Aviles was convicted of first-degree murder in the death of 2-year-old Jacob Aviles on September 29, 2019. She was also found guilty of child abuse and aggravated child endangerment for an incident that took place in June of 2019. Aviles was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole for 25 years for murder, 34 months for child abuse, and 7 months for child endangerment. Avila's then-boyfriend, Bernito Gonzalez-Mahala, faces the same charges and is scheduled for a jury trial to begin December 8th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The newest Immigration and Customs Enforcement Detention Center is announced by federal and state officials in Louisiana.
The Louisiana State Penitentiary, a maximum security prison known as Angola, will house ICE's Camp 57, named for the state's 57th governor, Jeff Landry, who said the worst undocumented immigrants will be detained here.
Gang members, rapists, drug dealers, human smugglers that have no place in this country.
Governor Landry said 51 detainees are already there. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem added, "That's just the beginning."
We now have about 200 criminal illegal aliens who are scheduled to be detained here at this facility.
That number could be as high as 400 when this Louisiana lockup reaches its capacity. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
President Donald Trump could be sending National Guard troops to another Democrat-led city. Fox's Kevin Cork has more from Washington.
The president suggested that New Orleans, Louisiana, could be his next target for deploying the National Guard to help fight crime, joining cities like Chicago and Baltimore and, of course, Washington, D.C., on his list of cities that are in need of a crime crackdown. Here in the nation's capital, the White House reports more than 1,760 arrests have been made citywide since the president first announced mobilization of federal forces back on August 7th.
Some New Orleans officials have joined lawmakers in Chicago, Baltimore, and Washington in protesting against the president's threats, arguing crime rates have already been dropping. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock, 59 degrees. The Missouri House of Representatives began the second special session of the year Wednesday afternoon, focused on plans to gerrymander Missouri's congressional map to favor Republicans and to allow rural voters a disproportionate say in whether the state adopts amendments to the Constitution. Governor Mike Keogh called the lawmakers back last Friday to pass a new congressional map that would carve up the Kansas City area and extend the districts that encompass it out into rural, more conservative-leaning areas. A big change is coming to Social Security that may affect hundreds of thousands of people in the U.S.
At the end of this month, no more checks in the mail from Social Security. President Trump signed an executive order in March mandating all federal payments be made electronically starting September 30th by way of direct deposits and credit cards. The White House says checks cost more to process and they're vulnerable to fraud. Nearly 400,000 people still get check payments from Social Security, and the administration says it's contacting them to notify them of the change. The White House says some exceptions will be made for people who don't have access to digital payments. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Florida health officials are moving to be the first state to remove vaccine mandates for children attending school. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol in Miami has details.
Florida Surgeon General Joseph Latipo made the announcement calling vaccine requirements wrong and immoral.
Every last one of them is wrong and drips with disdain and slavery.
Florida currently requires students to be vaccinated against diseases like measles, mumps, and polio before enrolling in public schools. Latipo, who has long been critical of vaccines, says the state health department can eliminate its own rules for some vaccine mandates, but others would require action by the Florida legislature.
Latipo says the move allows parents to make educated decisions for their children. Four police officers in southeast Idaho involved in a controversial fatal shooting have been cleared of charges.
17-year-old Victor Perez was shot multiple times in April after four officers opened fire. The nonverbal autistic teen was holding a knife on the other side of a chain-link fence at his home in Pocatello. The cops won't face charges, as State Attorney General Raul Labrador determined Wednesday their actions were justified. Labrador says the investigation showed officers did not know Perez's disabilities and they were only told an intoxicated man was threatening people with a knife. An attorney for the boy's family, which is filing a wrongful death lawsuit, says they're deeply disappointed. The shooting outraged many members of the community. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic in Wichita right now. Well, the traffic volumes are picking up right now. Things aren't too bad out there. We've got some slow-moving traffic. This is eastbound, and it's on Central between Washington and Hydraulic. Some fairly heavy traffic right there at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mainly sunny and a little cooler today. We'll call it a high of 80. Northeast winds this morning go back to the south at 5 to 15 this afternoon. Becoming cloudy, overnight low 59. Rain and temperatures hovering in the low 60s on Friday. Not the best start to the Kansas State Fair. We will turn things around, though, this weekend. Mostly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now partly cloudy, north wind at 10 miles per hour, 59 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Thursday, September 4th, 2025. Steve and Ted Show number 7006. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
We had a mostly sunny day with afternoon thunderstorms across south central Kansas Wednesday. Late in the afternoon, Ted, I went for a walk. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. A couple hours later, it got real
different. Yeah.
Wichita's high temperature was 85 degrees yesterday, normal high 88. Only 0.05 of an inch of rain at Eisenhower Airport. About a half inch in my Riverside rain gauge this morning. And the wind gust at 58 miles per hour was clocked at the National Weather Service office out on the west side. I talked with one of the meteorologists this morning, and he said, yeah, they at the airport, they got almost nothing. But parts of the eastern part of East Wichita, up around an inch or so. So there was some pretty good rain in parts of the city. On this date in 1970, the worst natural disaster in Arizona's history occurred when hideous flash flooding raged through the central part of the Grand Canyon State. Record rainfall caused rivers to rise a staggering 5 to 10 feet per hour that swept buildings and vehicles 30 to 40 miles downstream. Flooding caused an estimated $3 million damage. claimed 23 lives. That was on the state in 1970 in Arizona. Quite a storm last night. Quite a storm. I haven't seen hail like that. I'm not sure I ever have, and my yard was almost covered.
Oh, wow.
Were you out doing any, doing coverage?
I was at the IMAX watching Jaws last night.
Oh, really?
I missed the whole thing.
Okay. Well, I know that we teamed up with 12, Storm Team 12, and they were doing I watched them on television. My car doesn't work in that kind of weather. I don't want to go out, so I couldn't go out last night. But anyway, yeah, some pretty impressive weather last night. We had some about that big in my yard, which is not quite ping pong, maybe almost.
Okay.
So
that's pretty significant.
Pretty significant. I don't know whether I'm going to need a new roof or not, but it sure sounded like we were taking a beating last night. It was thumping. All right, it was September 4th, as I said, on this date 27 years ago, 1998. Google was incorporated by Larry Page and Sergey Brin.
Boy.
Well, they were PhD students at Stanford University. Together, they own about 14% of its shares and control 56% of the stockholder voting power through super voting stock. Its original name was Backrub.
Look how that has changed the world.
Yes.
In the last 27 years.
These two fellows are probably worth a pretty penny. It's not CyberCash.
I'm glad they changed the name. I'm glad we're not calling it Backrub.
Google's an interesting name. It's a team of three men used a slingshot to launch a beanbag 151 feet in an Idaho football field to break the Guinness World Record for the longest cornhole shot with a slingshot. Of course they would have a record for this, right?
Of course.
Joel Strasser, Luke Lorick, and Garrett Smith said it took them multiple attempts at the Meridian Waters football field at Meridian High School before their beanbag landed neatly in the hole of the cornhole target. Strasser has multiple Guinness World Record ties to his name, mostly involving putting objects into his beard.
Oh, okay. So this is a little outside his comfort zone.
Cornholing, that's a whole deal, different deal. We should try that. Get us a big slingshot.
No, we shouldn't.
Oh, that's right.
Somebody would get hurt.
That's true. If we did that, nobody would pay any attention. Then they'd say, so? They did 7,000 shows. Nobody cared about that.
That's true.
All right. Workers doing renovations at an Ontario, this is in Canada, high school, made a surprising discovery behind a bathroom wall. A wallet lost by a then 17-year-old student 51 years earlier.
Oh!
How it got there?
How do you lose your wallet inside a wall?
Don't know. Lorna McQueen, caretaker at Stony Creek's Orchard Park Secondary School, said construction workers were tearing down a bathroom at the facility August 26th when they found a wallet concealed behind the wall. The wallet contained items belonging to Tom Schopf, who was a 17-year-old student at the school in 1974. Contents included student IDs, a driver's license, a social insurance card, photos of the family of his family and friends, a Eurail transit pass, price list from a Canadian distillery. What's he doing with that, 17 years old? And a 35-cent ticket to a hockey game. 35 cents. McQueen and her team were able to contact the now 67-year-old Schopf on Facebook. Didn't say here how that wallet might have got in the wall.
Yeah, what's the story?
What was the story about the wall wallet, whatever. There you go. 617, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It's time for Lead Off Sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
Sure got a lot going on. We will start with football. We're going football today. You want to find out what's going on with K-State. It's the weekly edition of the K-State Chris Kleiman radio show with the head coach. That's at 5 p.m., and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. K-State coming off its first win of the season, getting ready to host Army Saturday evening in Manhattan. So find out from Coach Kleiman what's going on there. The National Football League is back at it. Last time we watched an NFL game, it was the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles 7 months ago. Now it's time for another NFL season. And the season opener is tonight in Philadelphia with your Super Bowl champion Eagles hosting the Dallas Cowboys in a division matchup. The coverage will start at 6 o'clock this evening over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, then kick off at 7:20 p.m. The Eagles are an 8.5-point favorite to win this game, build off their Super Bowl win. That's the biggest margin. They're the biggest favorite in the NFL this weekend, opening things up. course, the Kansas City Chiefs flew yesterday to Sao Paulo, Brazil, and the Chiefs play tomorrow night in their season opener. We do have, we do have a Thursday morning feature, the Minute with Mitch.
Minute with Mitch, yeah.
Which will start today, 2 hours from now? We'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour, I think. Is that right, Jad? I always forget. We'll do a Minute with Mitch in the 8 o'clock hour. Is that right?
I think so,
okay.
Yeah.
So about 2 hours from now. We'll do Minute with Mitch, and we'll get a 60-second preview of that game tomorrow night.
So just don't tune away. Stay right here with us on the
radio. Just stay here, yeah. And we got high school football. Of course, most everybody starts tomorrow night, but there are a few games tonight, including Steve McIntosh's alma mater, the Wichita West Pioneers, on the road at Topeka tonight.
Really?
To get the season started.
Have they ever played up there? I bet they haven't. I don't know.
They played him here last year.
Oh, we did. Okay.
This is a home-and-home deal. Yeah, they played him at Friends last year to open up the season. Now they're on the road at Topeka today, tonight.
Fun for the kids.
To start the high school season. And everybody else will be starting tomorrow. Minor league baseball last night. The Wichita Wind Surge and the Tulsa Drillers set for a game downtown at Equity Bank Park, but the game did not get played. For some reason, the Wind Surge says it was because of technical difficulties. I don't know what the heck that means. Obviously, it was because of weather, because they got hail downtown.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Why don't they say that? Why don't they say the game was postponed because of severe weather? They said technical difficulties.
A storm? Anything. I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
That just sounds ridiculous to me to say that. Anyway,
somebody's trying to be kind of snotty with their word.
Well, if it's because of severe weather, say that. Why do you say technical difficulties? First home postponed game for the Wind Surge in 3.5 years. They had quite a span going, but that got broken last night.
That's pretty good, yeah.
I think they were one of two AA teams in the nation that had not had a postponement this season. But
there you go.
All right. So they're going to play a doubleheader today. 2 7-inning games starting at 2:05 this afternoon. Why they're starting at 2:05 seems dumb to me, too. For a day that we had a scheduled night game, they're probably going to wrap up before they were supposed to begin. We're getting nothing that makes sense out of the Wind Surge.
All right. Well, I hope they keep winning.
Anyway, the field, they still have a 7-game winning streak. They are one game behind Tulsa for a playoff spot with 11 games to go, and two of those games will be played today, day games at Equity Bank Park downtown. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals. I don't have good news to report here for either from Kauffman Stadium last night. Once again, the Royals offense just pretty much bubkus.
Oh,
Denny Matthews with the call last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Swing and a miss, and now Frazier deep in the hole, 0-2. And Detmers coming out of the bullpen throwing strikes and meaning business. And a fastball is swung on and missed, and the game is over. So Detmers, not their closer. Boy, he looked very much like a closer in that half inning. And the Royals, giving up a run in the top of the eighth, have dropped their second in a row to the Angels. Final score, 4-3.
Yeah. The Royals 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position, and for the second straight game, 4 hits. That's it. That's why you've lost 3 in a row.
Yeah.
The Royals will try to avoid getting swept by the Los Angeles Angels. They'll play one more tonight, 6:30 this evening. You can hear that game tonight, Royals and the Angels on KFH. And a massive golf event begins today in Wichita. It's the Annika Women's All-Pro Tour in women's golf, finishing up its season in Wichita with the final tournament of the season, or the Heritage Classic Tournament Championship, the 4th annual. It's all taking place out on the west side at Rolling Hills Country Club, the birthplace of the LPGA, as the LPGA celebrates its 75th anniversary. 134 of the best pro women's golfers in the world are here in Wichita for the next 4 days. First round begins today. The winner by Sunday will get $20,000. First group tees off at 7:45 this morning. The final group at 2:15 this afternoon. So a lot of golf out Rolling Hills today. And, of course, the namesake of the league, the World Golf Hall of Famer, Annika Sorenstam, will be in Wichita for the final round on Sunday.
Great.
So that's all pretty cool. That's all taking place starting today, all day long, out at Rolling Hill. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. now featuring the pepperoni pizza.
Wow.
It's topped with sliced, cubed, and deli-cut pepperoni.
Mmm.
Pepperoni is now available in a lunch or full size at Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here.
1966. Some of my friends and I spent an entire Saturday at Rolling Hills Country Club spreading the new sand in the traps. A lot of fun. They wouldn't let us play golf. 6:23 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. What is silent divorce? Plus, traffic and weather on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 59 degrees here at 6:30 on this Thursday morning. Shortly after 7:30 a.m. Wednesday, Sedgwick County dispatchers began receiving reports about a gas odor or gas leak. The reports were coming in from areas largely north of 13th Street in Wichita and Andover, with a report coming in from as far west as Mays. Andover police said a fire department investigation revealed that the odor was coming from a nearby asphalt plant. Authorities determined that there was no danger to the community and the area was safe.
President Trump is not giving up on his tariffs plan.
The Trump administration took the fight over tariffs to the Supreme Court Wednesday. They want the high court to reverse a lower court ruling that said the president's tariffs are illegal and that he exceeded his authority in imposing them. That lower court said the tariffs could stay in place until October 14th, giving the administration a chance to appeal. But the president said earlier this week,
if we didn't have tariffs, we would be a very poor nation.
However, several economists around the world have said the tariffs have created chaos and slowed economic growth. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
An investigation is underway in New York City after a video appears to show young people operating a subway train.
The chairman and CEO of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which oversees the subways, said he can't comment on the investigation, but offered his opinion, saying somebody who lets people drive trains who are not qualified and certified and fully trained ought to be fired. The video, posted to TikTok, shows a young boy sitting at the controls of the elevated train, at one point honking the horn as an employee stands off to the side, with a man heard saying go as the train passes an empty platform. Later, a second boy seen wearing a safety vest is in the driver's seat, while the employee is seen holding a coffee cup in one hand and using his cell phone in the other. Both boys appear to be in their teens. In New York City, Lee Silicera, Fox News.
In January, police released images and video of six individuals who they said commandeered an unoccupied train and took it for a joyride.
Lawmakers in Texas have approved letting private citizens sue abortion pill manufacturers, doctors, and anyone who mails the medication, setting up Texas to be the first to try to crack down on the most common abortion method. The law would be a first of its kind in the United States, and it would add another layer of abortion restrictions in Texas, which has some of the toughest in the country and already bans nearly all abortions. The bill now goes to Republican Governor Greg Abbott, an abortion opponent who is expected to sign it into law.
Defense officials, congressional leaders, and lawmakers honored members of the famed African-American regiment from New York that served during World War I in a ceremony Wednesday on Capitol Hill.
Descendants of those who served in the Harlem Hellfighters were given the Congressional Gold Medal to celebrate the 369th Infantry Regiment's bravery during the Great War. After accepting the medal from House Speaker Mike Johnson, Deborah Willett spoke about her grandfather, Sergeant Leander Willett.
I know that my grandfather and the other brave men that fought alongside him never thought that their courage and their exploits would be celebrated in such a revered setting. And I thank all of you for giving them this honor.
The Germans gave them the name Hellfighters due to their relentless spirit. The French decorated them, but in America, they returned to racism. House Speaker Johnson noted that this honor has been long overdue.
They faced persistent persecution and discrimination in the ranks, but they swore an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, and they kept that oath with their lives. Though the days of World War I are becoming a distant memory, the lessons of courage and honor and duty that we learned from these men endures to this day and beyond.
This salute to service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mainly sunny and a little cooler today. We'll call it a high of 80. Northeast winds this morning go back to the south at 5 to 15 this afternoon. Becoming cloudy overnight, low 59. Rain and temperatures hovering in the low 60s on Friday. Not the best start to the Kansas State Fair. We will turn things around, though, this weekend. Mostly sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now partly cloudy, north wind at 10 miles per hour, 59 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:36 to even 10 in the morning here on this Thursday, September 4th. On this date, 68 years ago, 1957, Ford began selling the Edsel. It was taken off the market 3 years later.
Uh-oh.
Never quite caught on with folks. Now, my neighbor, living across the street for 40 years, Carl McWhorter, who has since passed, in his big two-car garage behind his house that he built himself years ago, he had a 1958 Edsel on blocks back there all the time I knew him. He, like I say, he passed away several years ago. I don't know what became of that Edsel. It wasn't drivable, but he had the whole shell there, and he was going to do something with it. He never got around to it. It was just a car that was named after what, Mr. Ford's son?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what was the problem with the Edsel?
I don't know. Why didn't people catch on? I think it had, well, for one thing, I don't know. I think it had one of those transmissions or one of those that you did with push buttons up here on the left.
Okay.
That's one thing. That's the only thing I remember. I have heard people say, what a bad car. It just, maybe it was not marketed properly. It just never caught on. So there you go.
I heard that it had like too many bells and whistles. It wasn't a very cohesive.
Yeah, I wonder if it was technically
vehicle.
Way ahead of where it should have been. Well, if you could do a little research, I bet we could find out. People for looking for ways to travel and save money in 2027 have until Friday to get Frontier Airlines Go Wild All You Can Fly passes for just $299
down from $300.
Down from its usual price of $599.
Oh, okay.
With this pass, travelers get unlimited flights to more than 100 destinations across the U.S., Latin America, the Caribbean, and Puerto Rico. Customers can start using it right away. You know what? If I was retired and I was going to do some traveling, that might be a real good bargain. $299 one time to go on all those flights? What do you think? I feel
like there's a catch.
It's got to be. You're on standby for every one of them or something.
Yeah.
Can't be that good. 6:39, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Tuesday, there were a few new record highs made in the cattle complex, but yesterday, there were none made. The live cattle and the feeder cattle futures all traded and closed on the negative side, but they were able to bounce off their session lows. Now, most contracts made two session lows yesterday. There was a true lack of fresh market moving news for our cattle complex, and after more contract highs on Tuesday, we saw the lean hogs yesterday close negative. At the close, October live cattle $1.20 lower at $238.32. October feeders $2.20 lower at $361.50. And October lean hogs $1.72 lower at $93.82. Now Wednesday, the wheat, corn, and entire soybean complex closed negative and also traded mostly negative throughout the session. Allendale has estimated the U.S. corn yield at 187.5 bushels per acre and soybeans at 53.3 bushels per acre. Overnight, new contract lows were made in the wheat futures, and the corn and soybeans are also trading lower. December Kansas City wheat currently 5.5 cents lower at 504.75. December corn down 0.75 cents at 417.25. November beans down 5.25 at 1026.25. October crude oil 55 cents lower at 63.42. December gold down $31.60 at 36. 604, while the September S&P is 10.5 points higher at 6,467.5. September dollar index 19 cents higher at 98.27. And September Dow Jones futures 10 points higher at 45,318. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Now, Tom, are you old enough to remember the Ford Edsel?
I'm probably old enough, but I don't really remember it that well. You know, I know it existed and stuff. I think I remember Mazel talking, one of the biggest problems was it was a little bit ahead of its time.
Yeah, there's too many bells and whistles and whatever. Yeah. Well, I don't. I'll tell you what. I know how that feels. I went out and test drove a car. I'm not going to say who and where it was, but I just took a ride around the block in this thing, and I looked at that panel and some of the crap that was coming up, and I said, man, if I ever tried to drive this thing, I would wreck it in 4 seconds. It's just got, there's too much there. And, you know, but Detroit keeps selling them and people keep running into each other. So what can I say? It's not that I'm stupid. Well, maybe that's true, but also
No, you're not. I mean,
it's confusing.
Yeah.
I mean, but the car I have, it has a flat tire now and then, and a little picture comes up there and says, your tire pressure's low. Now, to get that thing off of there, that's the message, it takes almost an act of Congress. You can go through it, and you can do it. Shelly and I have done it. It took us about a half an hour to find out how to do it. Then it found out that if you just leave it alone, in about 40 miles, it'll take care of itself. So there you go. Now, do you want to be too proactive with these computers, you know? Anyway. Remember that?
You know, I see now there's a vehicle that's got a dash that goes plumb across the entire
you mean like
front of the vehicle.
Gauges, yeah, okay.
But over on the passenger side, yeah, that's so they can watch, you know, videos and things, but you cannot see it from the driver's seat.
Oh, how about that? So you could be, you know, your wife could be driving the car, and you could be watching some some questionable videos over there, and she wouldn't even know about it, right?
Exactly. Of course, I never would have thought of that, Steve. Thanks for the idea.
Go with that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's driving the car and he's over there watching Cattle Gone Wild.
Cattle Gone Wild. Yeah. All right, sir. Thank you. We will check with you again tomorrow morning. That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities coming up. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. He's going to be kind of an ag show today. Says, don't worry, we'll plow through this.
Get it?
Get it? That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS, 647 now. Three big things. Federal officials planning a new immigrant detention center in Louisiana. Sedgwick County Commission approves changes to the county code for stormwater management. Thunderstorms with high wind and large hail hammers central Kansas. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've got a problem on eastbound K-254, a traffic accident that is east of Woodlawn, and now they've actually got it closed down at Woodlawn. They're not letting traffic go through eastbound on K-254 at Woodlawn. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 80 degrees. 40% chance for rain and storms tonight, overnight low 59. Then on Friday, cooler with a 60% chance for rain, and Friday's high only 64 degrees. Now partly cloudy, north wind at 10 miles per hour, 59 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather brought to you by the Monarch. Have you tried out the patio down there? Go out for the patio, have something good to eat and something to good to drink with your friends on the patio. Open every day and night at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas at the roundabout in Delano. Animal testing is beginning to trend down.
Fox on tech.
AI is driving a reduction in animal lab testing.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has been pushing pharmaceutical companies to abandon testing experimental drugs on animals. And now new technology like artificial intelligence has the capacity to severely reduce or even eliminate the need to use animals in drug trials. Reuters reports pharma firm Recursion and biotech outfit Schrödinger are already using AI to predict how medication under development could be absorbed by the body or how it might even trigger side effects, including toxic ones. Not only will AI reduce the harm on lab animals, it's likely to save money. The experts are thinking AI could speed up development of new drugs by a decade and a half and at a cost reduction of billions of dollars. And while testing on animals is still the norm, the trend for the short term is to adopt a hybrid model, reducing the need for as many lab animals. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
A record close for Google stocks on Wall Street Wednesday.
The major averages finishing mixed, with the Nasdaq jumping, boosted by tech stocks after Google was spared the worst in its landmark antitrust case. Among the S&P 500 sectors, tech was the best performer, while energy and industrials lagged. Shares of Google parent Alphabet jumped 9%, notching a record close following a judge's ruling that Google will not be required to divest Chrome or its Android operating system, but must share search data with competitors. The Dow winners: Apple, Salesforce, and IBM. The Dow decliners: American Express, Goldman Sachs, and Boeing. The Dow down 25 points, the Nasdaq up 218, S&P 500 up 33. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Don't worry, we'll plow through this. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Like your overalls.
Well,
good morning,
well,
Don.
I just hitched the yoke to the oxen. Okay. Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, this time 5 years ago, remember this, we were still trying to figure out where we'd get our next roll of toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
N95 masks and antibacterial spray. We were looking for them, too. The nation overreacted, then corrected. We endured supply chain hiccups. We, consumer goods shortages and disabling inflation. Remember that? Anyway, Americans sludged through a COVID economy. Then, good times.
Yeah.
Here are a couple of headlines from just 18 months ago, a year and a half ago. Inflation slows, incomes rise, and Americans are much more optimistic about the economy. And another one: happy days are here again, say American consumers. Well, now we're facing what I would call a transitional economy. We don't know how far tariffs will go or if they are even legal. Rising uncertainty has muddled the task of economic forecasting. Global trade wars have shifted political and economic alliances. That could boost inflation, likely slow growth, and if employment continues to decline, we may slide into a recession. Yes, I said the R word. As you can see from just the past 5 years, our economy is dynamic. And it's always evolving. It is extremely difficult to navigate uncertainty, but there are some practices that could help us forge through till economic sun shines on us all again. Well, if you're working in a good job, keep your head down and continue to work hard. Balance your spending between necessities and discretionary items. Unless absolutely necessary for survival, continue to invest in your retirement. Now may be the time to forego frivolous spending, particularly if it's going to dip into your emergency fund. Many consumer goods are still cheap, but necessities like housing, healthcare, childcare, and education costs are exploding. That you may consider staying in your home and sending your kid 2 years to a junior college or a trade school, or help weather those potential economic headwinds. As a matter of fact, I just had a conversation with a client, found that United Airlines has a plan that it's about $30,000 for the full training. United wants to train pilots.
Yeah.
And they'll give them a good job when they're done. And if you don't go to college, spending a year learning how to fly,
and being paid to do it.
Well, no, you're not being paid. It still costs $30,000.
Oh, okay.
But if you graduated with decent acumen and know how to fly an airplane, yeah, there's a good chance that you'll get a job from them. But,
yeah.
Anyway, I just, because he's saying, I'm really reviewing this college thing. And I said, well, you know, I can tell you that many of my very wealthy clients don't have a degree. They have a business. They started an HVAC business, or they have a machine shop or something like that. And they're doing really, really well. So anyway.
What amazes me, Don, is that and I looked at some of the things, like you're bringing up some things that look pretty bad on our economy, but with all the tariff stuff and the uncertainty and this and that. And I'm amazed. This economy of ours just keeps chugging along.
It is. It's an amazing
economy. It's going to take a lot to blow it off the blow off the tracks, but, you know, it all starts somewhere. And
it's all about the bottom line. Yeah.
All right, just see here. What else have I got for you? Oh, here's one for you. Social Security, they're going to stop sending checks out to people.
Yeah, yeah. I did a thing on this about 6 months ago.
You did. You saw it coming. Didn't, the people in that age group, they don't like change, and they don't, that could be a kind of
There are, from what I read at the time, the policy was there will be exceptions that if you can show that you don't have a bank account, or I guess you have to have cash at some place, but a lot of people can't do the direct deposit, or they don't know how to handle electronics, or they don't have the internet.
Yeah. You know, not everybody has it, amazingly enough.
Exactly.
Hi, sir. Thank you. How'd you do with the hail last night? Did you get any at your house?
I got some golf ball size hail at my house. And of course I was out. I wasn't foolish enough to stick my head out there, but I did open my garage, and on one side of my roof, I looked at my solar panels to make sure they're okay. Oh God, they're tough. No, it was fine. I don't know how big it could have gotten before it would crack one of them, but it is tempered glass.
We got up to ping pong ball, but it pretty good, covered the yard pretty well. So.
Yeah.
I haven't seen hail like that in a long time, if ever.
What the hell, man?
What the hell? All right, guys, thank you. Stephen Ted of the Morning here, coming up 7 o'clock. Our top news story, of course, this morning is the late summer storms hammering central Kansas. That's on the way. Stephen Ted of the Morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.